At the core of everything that we do and the planning that we do in the Pacific, especially where a lot of our small islands are very vulnerable to the impact of climate change and disasters, weather and climate information is key to the planning process, because we depend on the weather and the climate for everything. And so with that, the Finland Pacific Project on reducing vulnerability of communities in the Pacific to the effects of climate change sees the importance of having our communities learn about weather and climate and early warning information from the Met services to help in the planning of their agricultural products and processes, but as well as for the impacts of climate change and disasters. So, yeah, weather and climate information is key to everything that we do in the Pacific, and so it's very important for us to be much closer to the Met services, and also for us to look at the Met services and bring them much closer to the communities who are using the information as well.
So how do they access this information in these remote islands? What's their access to forecasts?
At the moment, the two islets of Ribono and Niotaya on Abayang Island in Kiribati only receive Met information through the radio. And when we went there for our project last month, we realized that there are only three radios on one of the islets, and these are privately owned radios. And so the communication from the Met services normally stops at the main island of Abayang, but it doesn't. There are a lot of challenges in getting this information across to the two islets in Abayang, and mobile reception is also not available right now. And so, yeah, word of mouth by people traveling between the islands would be a much another option for them, aside from the information they receive from the privately owned radios on the island.
So is it something as simple as putting more radios on the island? I mean, if every household had a radio, would that go a long way to solving this issue?
Yes, indeed, but we are also looking at other cost-effective ways, perhaps looking first at having community radios, because we realized that we may not be able to, with the small funding that we have at the moment, to provide each household with a radio, but as to start off with, we can provide the community through providing a community radio on both islets. We're looking at HF radio, which, according to the information from the Met Services and the Communications Department, would have longer reach from the main island of Tarawa to the right down to the smaller islets. But in the future, it would be good for every household to have access to a radio.
And so what sort of information do people really need? Are we talking here just about the sort of day-to-day weather reports, or is it the long-term forecasts that are more important?
They are both important. We're looking at, especially at the warnings for severe weather events, and we're also looking at engaging community in more long-term, the climate outlooks, using that information, because in Kiribati, a lot of hazards that affect the islands are slow onsets, like drought and inundation, king tides. So these events do not happen on a daily basis. But engaging the community to use Met information for long-term planning would be an achievement for the communities, if they really understand how to access and how to use this information for planning.
And obviously the biggest long-term threat comes from climate change. What did you find about the knowledge of climate change in those communities? Are people generally well informed about the threat that it poses to Kiribati?
From our consultation, climate change is still a subject that communities do not have the capacity at the moment to fully grasp or understand. I think they use climate change to describe anything that happens right now. They do not understand that climate change is a much longer threat that will impact them in the longer term. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done at community level in terms of awareness raising and also making sure that communities are provided the information in simpler terms and also in the local language.